for the seventh kid.
He's looking good for this business. 0603, 2022, vacation is for Raphael Mori, no Mori, no spells M-O-R-E, no Raphael spells R-A-F-E, building margins. 0223, 1966, this is a 55-year-old gentleman, period, left flank pain, period. Patient status has been going on for a while, the city was seen recently in Mexico, where you have the urinalysis done, the city was advised to have a ultrasound. Cause urine reflect blood, period. Said pain continues on and off with the pain today approximately 3/10, and not associated with food. Said pain is non-radiating, period. This paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes agreed in this paragraph. Review systems. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Next line. Says he's eating, drinking well. Next line. Denies trauma. Next line. Denies use of alcohol. Next line. Physical exam is a little oriented in mild distress. Well, the signs are as follows. 4-2 sat is. 98% of primary blood pressure is 142/80, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, pulse 62, period, paragraph, abdomen, soft, the tenderness in the left CVA, tenderness in the right, collection of the left upper quadrant, no rigidity, no visible peristalsis, no excursion, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity, period. Next paragraph, skin no abrasions, lacerations, matters of fat, there's no vesicles in the life, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, we don't respiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. But it's cardiac regular rhythm, correction cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, vocal and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, various weight, blood, with no attempt to gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number one is the left flank pain. Assessment number two, left upper quadrant abdominal pain. Assessment number three, hypercholesterolemia. Assessment number four, medication refill, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done. The ultrasound looked at the patient's kidneys and abdomen. Prostate was normal. No stones, no hydronephrosis, period. Next paragraph. Kidneys were without mass. Next paragraph. A CT scan was ordered and the patient was advised to have a routine schedule of a CT scan. As ultrasound does not explain the reasons or reason for his pain, period. He was sent home with the following medication, back of bed, 20 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days. On the third next medication, fenofibrate, 145 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. The focal parentheses, this is the refill of this ongoing medication for increased cholesterol, close parentheses. He was given the option to ask questions, he said yes, none. Patient was educated on the possible differentials that may be caused by abdominal pain. I didn't need for us to do a CT scan for better evaluation. Patient is comfortable with my plans. He was given a request for a CT scan. And he was advised to call for date and time for procedure, period. He was given up in jazz questions, said yes, not and for patient.